Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is September the 7th. The dog days of podcasting are long gone for most of you, but it is finally my last post. I definitely want to get on the bandwagon on the first day next year. I'm a bit of a completionist, and I feel like I'm just kind of throwing stuff out and it's just hanging there or whatever. So next year I want to do better and even try to post right up to Dragon Con that first day. So that is my plan. I even have an idea for what I'm going to talk about, and so I'm not wandering everywhere. And I've started writing things down for that, so I'm excited. So I don't really have anything planned to talk about, but there's always Dragon Con, for those of you that are not tired of hearing about it. We had a great time, even without the travel. We actually went in Wednesday, and we went to Battling Brew. I think Ken's talked about that, the gaming bar, good food place. And we played Dragon Con trivia. And we actually ended up doing pretty well. Round one, we were just, some of the stuff, we were like, we got it. No, I can't. What is that? But by the end, we ended up, I think there were 18 teams, and we were like fifth, so we weren't horrible, especially since there were just two of us, and Ken was better at it than I was, so I'm not even going to deny that. So that was our first night, and then the next day we went in, and Thursdays are always fun because everybody's still got a lot of energy, and they're coming in, and they're already wearing costumes. It used to be they didn't wear quite as much until Friday, but costumes were up and going the first day, so that's always fun to look at. So we got to enjoy Thursday, went to Gibney's with some fellow podcasters, which I think you all saw pictures of that, and that was great fun. That's always good. And actually had a pretty good Thursday night and went to bed fairly early because we had to get up and drive back to North Carolina, which we did. We were late to the rehearsal dinner because traffic was crazy, but we made it. My niece had a beautiful wedding, and we headed back. So Saturday night, I think we got there about 12:45-ish or somewhere in there. Got changed out of wedding clothes and stuff and went to hang out on the smoking porch for a while. And Dave Slusher showed up with a bottle of Fireball. He brings the best things to the party. So we hung out with him for a while and watched people. We didn't stay too long. Usually the smoking porch, it's just the craziest of the crazy goes on, and the people watching is just awesomely good there. So we did that, and then I think we left the Waffle House with Dave at like 5 to 5:30 that morning. So we went to bed for some much-needed sleep. And so then it was Sunday, which was normally the last full day for us. And we just kind of leisurely went around, went shopping a little bit. We didn't buy much. One leather satchel. That's exactly what I was looking for. It's like I went in to the crazy vendor room, and it was crazy. One thing that I wanted, and it was actually in the first booth. If we just hadn't gone through the rest of it, we could just go to the first booth and left. But it's a satchel, a leather satchel, and so that was exactly what I wanted. Nothing exciting. I'm a little tired. I just came in from work, and even though I've only got 17 days left, I still managed to find something to do to keep me there as long as possible. So, a little bit tired. And then we had a great time playing a game with Dave Slusher and Amy. I think everybody's seen that. The picture's definitely been documented several times. It was really a fun game. It was easy to play, easy to learn, had enough strategy in it and enough luck in it that it was just one of those casual games that you love. We had met another couple. We played a game with Battle Wizards before we met up with Dave and Amy, and they were very nice, but I wouldn't want the game with them a lot. The husband was kind of quiet and reserved, and his wife, she was not so quiet and reserved. She actually played his hand for him. She would say, okay, you've got this, and she would read his cards and play his hand. And Ken and I are looking at each other like, what the heck? So it was fun meeting new people, but definitely not the people I want to game with very often. It's more fun when you're playing a couple of other people instead of one person playing two hands. But it was still fun. Then we went out and met up with an old friend he's my friend too, but he's known Ken a lot longer. We hung out for a while, and the one thing I said I didn't want to do was I was tired, and I didn't really feel like going to the rave, which a lot of years we do that. But somehow I still ended up going to the rave. And I had a really good time. I told Ken, I said, I know I was kind of cranky when we first went in because I was tired, but they really cut the limit of people that could be in there, so it wasn't body to body like it has been in years past. So we had a good time, and we actually stayed at the Rave until 5:30, and then we headed back. And earlier in the evening, we were talking about how horrible it was going to be to leave because, God, getting out of Dragon Con with everybody trying to get their bags down and get their cars out is crazy. And we talked about next year that we thought we might just stay till Tuesday so we didn't have to deal with that. And at some point in the evening, we looked at each other and it was like, well, why don't we just stay till Tuesday this time? Which we did. And that was much more pleasant because we watched people at 4 o'clock still waiting for someone to come get their bags. So it was a lot more relaxed. And Monday night was really, I could not believe the amount of people left and the parties that were still going on and people still in costume and game playing. So it wasn't as empty as I thought it would be. There was a lot going on that was still Dragon Con, which was fun because you started mixing Dragon Con and not Dragon Con people, which is always interesting to watch. So then we headed home. This is my last one. Got plans for next year for my podcast. Got plans for this year after retirement. Like I said, I'm working on my editing. I sold my first eBay item last night. Made a whopping $2. Woohoo! I'm hoping to get a little better at that. That was my first just to play with and figure it out. And I actually today had a crazy good idea for a teacher's app that I think a lot of teachers would like and pay a little bit for. So I've got to get my IT app building person, husband, Ken, to work with me on that. So I have high hopes for that. It's going to be a big year. I hope everyone else has a big, fantastic, wonderful, fabulous year. And we'll talk to you next year. Bye. This is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike, version 3.0, unported.